having to do with creating or breeding and marketing of the seed. In that file. Trace them backwards, like from McClary and Pate, they came out of Frito-Lay. They both worked for Frito-Lay and started their own. So they go back to Frito-Lay, and Frito-Lay goes back to Adam's Corn Curl. Adam's Corn Curl goes back to Farmer Matthews and his invention, and that was in Ron's Color. And Ron worked with Farmer Matthews and helped him get that going. But the first thing they made was rabbit food, and then human food, and so forth. And that's on the tape too, in the Historical Society. So we have, you know, some really important things, significant things to remember around the book.
My young son, who's now 22, was waxing philosophical just before I left for the Army. He said, "Dad, you know, you and I go back a long way." When we realized what a silly thing it was to say, I think I'll repeat that. "Dad, you and I go back a long way."
There's a lot of things to remember. son, he remembered when he was in first grade at Iowa School, and the little kids all went over, and I've got a picture. I was one of the chaperones, and you gave us a hay ride, or ride on a hay wagon. And I suppose for many children, that maybe was the only one they ever had. And you took us up to the round barn, and you showed us around in the big painting on the barn. I remember that. And so, very unselfish, you gave of yourself and your resources.
That was selfish too.
Oh, was it?
Because I had contact with all of these school children and their teachers and their principals, and pictures in the paper, and lo and behold, I was coming out of nothing.
Well, I hope it was rather small school, so I don't think you accomplished a lot there, but some maybe. And then my daughter said, "Well, I remember we went out there in 4-H judging and judged cattle on your farm." And that I didn't know anything about or had forgotten. So I imagine the more people we would talk about, maybe there are a lot of other things that you have done. But we realize through the years we've done many things for our young people and for adults, and it's certainly better to call it your living in this area. And then not only can you only touch your own area, but it spreads out. We don't know how far. And so I'm most happy to present this Community Citizen Award to you in recognition of outstanding service to the community. In recognition of outstanding service to this community and mankind, your dedication and personal involvement are gratefully and sincerely acknowledged by the members of Purely Grange number 655, given on the 25th day of September. Thank you. You is really very inadequate for what you've done.
I really think you have a lot of people right here. I like to remember these things. I especially still talking about his tagging along. Older brother John was quite active in the group of young fellows that we had. But even before that, I was buying milk from his father's little dairy out on State Line Road, back off the road. And I remember one day going into the store with his father. The father wasn't there, but his mother came to the door, and little John hang out of her shirts. He would always say, "Oh, hi." And he had a big turkey drum stick in each hand. There wasn't much meat on it. But first he would look at me with his big eyes, with his big way in his mouth. I just that was my first memory of your brother. And, so this matter of mixing up respect to Betty and Roy, they were really tremendous salesmen, and they liked what they were doing. And they made these booths at the fairs really show big places. And they had a little area back of the booth where they would catch a man that came in and persuade him that he wanted to sell our corn. And so many of our salesmen were the result of the solicitation that they did in the beautifully arranged booth. As far as this business of corn, dairy herds and the Guernsey herds not being too rich, of course my father spent a great deal of time persuading the family some boys that started selling milk in 1907, I believe. And claim was started to do business with horse, cow, and hoe. When the first customers were Dr. Thayer, Annie Thayer, the elder member, and Harry Adams, the father of the Adams Morning State Bank, and Corn Girls, and whatnot, and my Aunt Ida. And he took it down to their homes in a home buggy. And from there on, he continued to spread, and he was a good advertiser. He knew how to take advantage of every about. And my daughter Jackie is doing some family research, and she's having an awful good time. She's so better than the bad and so forth. But back to the Jersey cow, the question is, we found that we could get 2 or 3 cents for a premium. We couldn't sell our milk at 8 cents a quart. We got it. We had 10 cents. And when the other milk went up to 10 cents, Brian cost put us up to 12 cents, 14 cents, 18 cents. So we introduced the blended. And then I had to do the folks that those recommendations were milk which was essentially a blended product, and we got our blended product by mixing the milk from Bob Swiss, Old Steve, even Milking Short or Cow. And Bill Father was one of our herds. I don't remember exactly how this breeding business started. I never did. I always was a believer in cross breeding. And I had speeches I sometimes made about cross breeding, but places in motor clubs and whatnot. And I would demonstrate with the speech that when you cross the two different lines that are not related, I mean, Bob Swiss came from the north part of Jersey, from Jersey Island, Jersey, and all stayed from somewhere in North Germany. They all had some of the, they all had in the breed some good things and some bad things. But when you get that Jersey on Jersey, where you more apt to get the bad matching up there, the susceptible gene that matching, and then you really have a bad cow. But when you cross that Jersey with a Holstein, why, it didn't have the same bad recessive. Therefore, you have a stronger cow. And I felt that, as I haven't thought about that, as you see. But I felt that, if I remember that speech now, that if that was true of cows, why, it should also be true of people. And why not white outcrosses? Why not cross white on black, or black on yellow, yes, instead of somebody that's not quite all there? Hey, wait.
Kids really didn't
individual. Well, by that time I got this speech, somebody in the audience put up a hand. He said, "You really want your daughter to marry you know what?" I said, "Well, if I wanted the strongest offspring, I certainly would. As far as I'm concerned, it's an academic question because my girls are all married." I'm like the Negro preacher that had a little education, a great deal of audacity, and he would just get up and spout, spout, spout. Somebody asked him how he was able to speak so good, so well, and so much authority. He said, "Well, I don't know. I just stand up and open my mouth, and the Lord fills my mouth." Well, sometimes I think that that pretty preacher. I don't know what I would say. Of course, we enjoyed the men that we employed, and they were part of that, of course. And for instance, the day Howard was hired, another man came out the same day, and a young fellow, and he lasted 2 days. Something turned up that we decided we would not keep him, as we mentioned here. But Howard seemed to work with a wash. And even now, we see these people quite often throughout the life we have.
Thank you.
village here. You know, he meant, by that he meant Lancashire, where we live, you see. I said, I know, I've been trying to tell you for 3 years that actually he said, but they might come and bomb us. And that was it. That was made people feel.
Tripoli
obviously the town has never ended that kind of terrorism which takes place in the guerrilla movement. It doesn't solve the basic problem of the Palestinians or the problems of the conflict in Northern Ireland. And none of that's it. I mean, if you can't think of the Greenham women as having a single strategy. That's not what the Greenham women are all about. They will be discussing things, working out new ways of working, working out new ways of creating resistance. But they don't have a strategy or they're not a political party. But you would find those sort of questions answered on the agendas of the political groups.
Hear from you, people like you, that we think about what we can do individually. We don't have to go to Greenham Common, although it would be nice if we did.
Yes.
But I think we can do things in our own way. We can vote the right way, for example. Or we can write a letter, which we all say we're going to do and don't always do. Or we can make a phone call. Or we can stand with other people in our own community and support ourselves in rallies and demonstrations and things like that. I think it's important to remember that we can do things here as well.
Yeah, thank you. I knew that's the other question.
Right, I would like to see the slides. I want to I would like to make an announcement, though, first, and that is that Ray is not wealthy, Greenham Common women are not wealthy, and we would like to take a donation this evening for the women from Greenham Common. And I have here the lid to her slides, which she doesn't know I have. So while you're looking at the slides, I'd appreciate it if you could put anything in here. What's the exchange rate? Will you come out ahead? and also to remind you that there is going to be a reception afterwards in the PAC restaurant. So if any of you have other questions, you could ask her privately, and then we could sort of get on with the show because it is getting late.
Yeah, right. So shall I go ahead with the slides?
Ray, if we make out a check, should we just make it to Greenham Women?
No, to Greenham Women Against Cruise Missiles. I'll give you the address afterwards, Nigel.
Okay. Yeah.
To give you a little background,
What was the first picture? Is that your home? On both of those, I think, and it records.
No, I'm not trying to figure it out. I can't.
Well, that's all you have to do.
And how do you unrecord it?
What?
How do you unrecord it? You know, the occasion is congratulations and our hats off to Ronald Dogan, Citizens of War.
Yeah, look up there.
Look at me one more time. I believe you even had your eyes open. So many times you have your eyes shut, you know.
Thank you.
song of the soul century.
I tried to hint to her, and I just couldn't seem to get to her that we wanted. one day I said, I'm getting worried about your bill. Oh, don't you worry. I've already bought it. Don't need a boy those worries. Anyway, you're around us more like a brother than a boss. And every year we always have a nice Christmas party at our home. And everybody, all employees were invited, and it was a very nice evening. And, well, really, that was a jewel of the chest of memories, because it was such a nice evening every time. And then Roy Beeman wanted to start the YMCA group there in the woods. They had a small cabin, but he couldn't handle both groups of boys. There was the older group and the younger group. And he wanted to know if I would take the older group. So then there wasn't room enough in the old cabin, so we decided to see if we could do something about a larger cabin. And Ron had already let us have the space for the cabin, furnished the woods for the old cabin, so it was. Between Ron and Roy, they got went around and contacted different businessmen. And I think Neil Concrete supplied the material for the floor of cement. And Power and Light Company bought a lot of holes out there. Cunningham has furnished a lot of Utah lumber, and Ron donated his truck and gasoline to haul that with. And some of the men from the Kiwanis Club, different clubs, volunteered labor, and finally ended up with a beautiful, nice arch cabinet, quite a thing. And we had, we had Church in the Wild, which was last Sunday in May, I believe it was, right, the parents of all the boys, and other ones in the community. And once a year we had the famous Cup Supper, and by the parents again, we got by the fair, and they also had pigeonholes. So I remember one night we were going down there, and we tried to have it as near before dark as we could, usually about 7 o'clock. So Ken Little was coming, he worked for Dolan too, and I seen another car coming down the road, but all three of us met right there at the same time, two cars. And we see the gate was open, which was something wasn't supposed to be, and we didn't think anybody else would be down there, so we drove down. And here was a fellow loading up wood on a trailer from Dolan's wood pile. So I sent Ken Little back to get Ron, and I guess Ron had called the sheriff too in the meantime. So he come down there, and Bill was quite upset, he was more scared than we were. So Ron asked if he had taken any more wood than that. He said, yes, he had another load at home he had taken. And Ron said, well, you have to pay for that. I know the load you have here, and I won't press any charges. He only had $2 for it, so Ron said, well, that's fair enough. He got the $2 and let it go with that. But, all in all, everything went very nice. We had
came and played music. We had it after everybody got off the work. This is the fellow that had it running for this party where the lights and all was inside. We all sat down with us and very nice. And then going back to the baby, that's what it was. We started working there at the time. Well, then the doctor decided that help was too rich for the baby. And all emergency help. So then they started having a few Holsteins. Well, I say some of them were all my friends. A few Holsteins hit them well. So this continued on. I remember one time, talking about some of I start yelling from the kitchen, so I get a little living room, let them know I'm the company. But I still feel that I'm part of the building today.
Yes, you do.